For the congregation, I invite you to rise as we share prayers today on behalf of ourselves, but also for all people. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks for your goodness and love in Christ Jesus that sustains us each day. We praise you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, who is for us and with us in all things. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, our comforter and sustainer of faith. Lord, in your mercy, guide, we pray, our congregation in our life together and witness to the world. Grant us your grace and strengthen your people. Lord, in your mercy. For the mission of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League in this congregation and throughout the world, that every heart will beat with your love and all hearts extend your hand of service to others. Through the faithful gathering of mites, may Lutheran Women in Mission continue to encourage us to put all you have given us into the mission of reaching the lost. Lord, in your mercy. Sanctify our homes with your presence, reminding us that nothing can separate us from your love. Unite the members of all families in love toward you and each other. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Lord, today, for those who are experiencing challenges and troubles and transitions, Lord, we certainly uplift Bob today as he is held in your hands, Lord. Give him comfort and peace, and we pray for that moment when he will be taken home to his eternal resting place. Be with his family, too, as they gather around him in these final hours. Lord, we thank you for your protection granted to Cheryl and all those that were spared difficulty from the hurricane that came to Florida last week. Lord, we do pray for those families that are affected, that have been affected and have lost significant items or loved ones, Lord. Comfort them with your mercy. Use people to reach them so that more people can know about your mercy. Lord, today we also give you thanksgiving for answered prayer on our prayer list for Janelle and the gift of life given to her with a baby boy, Bo Miles. Watch over her, be with the family as she transitions home, as they enjoy family time together. Lord, we also pray for Delbert, and we thank you for success in his recent procedure. Pray for comfort for him, that he would just feel some strength from the feeding tube, and that he would have some meaningful connections with his family, and that he would know, most of all, that he's being held and cared for by you. Also, those we named today, Bev, Janine, Nicole, Karen, Mike, Jimmy and Marianne, Dan, John, Aaron and her family, Dawn, Mercy, Denise, Susan, Carrie, Kathy, Brenda, John, Nora, Tom, Janet and Timmy, Colleen and Katie, Cassidy, Karen, Carol, Corky, Indiana, a relative of Elaine's, Jen, Jacob, Amber, and Tracy, Carla, Rob, Crystal, and Jerry. Protect Jerry, Lord, and be with Ruth's family as they care for her in their connections. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.